SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/French.
Le film Lee, qui dresse le portrait de la photojournaliste américaine Lee Miller, sort cette semaine en Australie. C'est à Miller qu'on doit certaines des photos les plus marquantes de la Seconde Guerre mondiale. Mettant en vedette Kate Winslet, le film révèle une femme complexe et déterminée avec un talent hors du commun. Réalisé par Ellen Kuras, le film met aussi en scène Marion Cotillard, Noémie Merlant et Alexander Skarsgård. Le fils de Lee Miller, Anthony Penrose, a été étroitement impliqué dans la création du film avec Kate Winslet. On écoute une partie de la bande-annonce de Lee et on discute ensuite avec Penrose du moment où il a découvert le passé de correspondante de guerre de sa mère, des similarités entre Winslet et Miller et de la scène du film qui l'a fait pleurer à chaudes larmes.
I was born determined. I was good at drinking, having sex and taking pictures. And I did all three as much as I could.
Not everyone can believe this. Surely they can see what he is.
The question is, what are you going to do, Lee Miller?
Europe was at war, and I felt useless. I hear you're the woman to see about a job.
I am.
We don't hire older models.
I'm not a model anymore.
I'd rather take a picture than be one.
It's just so creative.
Send me to Europe. I just want to do my part. I'm with Vogue magazine.
There's no women allowed in the press briefing.
You've got to be kidding me.
We don't send women to combat.
Well, that's a problem, because I'm here. Why should the men get to decide?
I'm heading to the front.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Ready to go?
Anthony Penrose, welcome to the radio program of SBS French.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Mr. Penrose, the film Lee about your mother, the photographer Lee Miller, is about to be released in Australia this week. The world now knows her as this great war correspondent, but you only found out about this part of her life after she died. Can you talk to me about this?
During her lifetime, my mother didn't speak to me at all about her adventures during the war, except maybe a few times when she said stories about something funny that had happened. So I got the idea that she had done little or nothing. I knew she'd been a war correspondent, but obviously that was not important because she never mentioned it. So after she died, my late wife, looking for pictures of me as a baby, went up into the attic. We had just had our first-born little baby daughter, and she wanted to compare how baby looked to how I looked. And so she was hunting for pictures of me, and instead she found some pages of manuscript, and she brought them to show me because she was very conscious of how conflicted my relationship with my mother had been, because during the time that I knew her, my mother had been an alcoholic and a depressive for most of those years. And so she showed me these pages, and I was astonished because it was this incredibly vivid account of an infantry attack on a heavily defended fortress in northern France. And I was amazed because it was this up-close and personal style that I thought it must have been some Life magazine, a really important journalist, but my father confirmed that it was Lee Miller, my mum, when he produced a copy of Vogue magazine where it was all printed, and they're called The Siege of St. Malo by Vogue's own war correspondent, Lee Miller, there throughout the siege. And this was a life-changing moment because when we started to study the images, I realized that this person that I had dismissed as a useless drunk had in fact actually had the most astonishing career as a photographer, as a journalist, and actually, totally unexpectedly, as a combat photographer.
Yes, it was a whole new facet of your mom that you discovered.
A whole new life of hers that I had no idea. I knew that she had lived with Man Ray and been a surrealist photographer in Paris. I knew that she had done exciting things in New York. I knew that she had lived for 5 years or more in Egypt and so on. But I had no idea of her war experiences. And that was the most prominent thing that we found in this collection.
And you mentioned she had a mini life, a remarkable life. I've read that you were approached many times by people wanting to make a film about her, but that you didn't feel that they got her. But when Kate Winslet, co-produced and star in the film, reached out, something changed. What was it that she understood about your mother?
What was immediately evident was that Kate had an empathy and an understanding with my mother. And this was heightened when Kate started to research, because she came to the archive and she spent a very long time reading the letters and looking at the photographs and looking at every possible thing, right down from Lee's clothes to the maps and the prescriptions that she was using and that sort of thing. When Kate came to the archive, she was very diligent in her research and she wanted to see everything from the letters to the diaries to the manuscripts to the telegrams between Vogue's editor Audrey Withers and Lee, and you know, letters to her parents and things like that. And by studying all of these things, she really found the personality of Lee. Kate had the humility to find the personality. Everybody else, when they were trying to make the movie, decided that they were going to define Lee's personality on a more or less arbitrary basis because they wanted her to be this exciting, glamorous, fast-moving person. And it was going to be a movie about a lot of sex, a lot of violence and stuff like that. With Kate, she really took so much trouble to investigate the personality and to represent that back on the screen. And that is why I feel this movie is such a success, but it's also such an authentic portrayal of my mother.
And you've worked pretty closely together, you and Kate Winslet, over many years to bring this film to life. How was the process?
The process was wonderful because Kate is very much like Lee Miller. She's very inquisitive. She just wants to know the backstory to everything. She's always asking why or how. And I find those kind of questions very stimulating. But then also she has a lot of personality that was similar to Lee in the fact that she's a very determined person, that she has tremendous drive and willpower. She's also very funny, she's a great sense of humor. And the wonderful thing as well is that she has this incredible fund of compassion. And I see that in Kate in many different ways. And I also saw it in Lee, that she really cared about the people that she loved. And that is, I think, a really important defining factor. It's easy to dismiss somebody of Lee's profile as being, you know, a single-minded career person. But no, Lee had a tremendous concern about others, particularly if they were disadvantaged.
And Kate is one of the many women who work on the film. The director, Ellen Kuras, is a woman as well. Many of the writers. Do you think it was important to tell that story, to have all these women?
Absolutely, because like you mentioned, our director was Ellen Kuras. The key lead producer is another woman, Kate Solomon. The lead writer, Marion Hume, she's a woman. She's also formerly a Vogue editor, Vogue Australia. And she is also a journalist in many other ways and a fashion historian and an activist for women's rights. And then also there was Liz Hanna. She was the American writer who contributed. And so we have really a movie about a woman made by women. And that, for me, is why it succeeds, because it has this authenticity in its voice.
And it must be quite special to see the part of the story of your mom on screen like that. Is there a moment in Lee that especially touched you?
A lot of things especially touched me. There was this incredible dialogue between her and Audrey Withers in Vogue when she is so distraught because her photographs have not been printed. But that is just one of many moments, and it's a fantastic moment. But the thing that absolutely flattened me and reduced me to tears when I first saw it was when I saw the movie in its entirety. It was a rough cut. I saw it for the first time, and I had not been aware of the way that they had made up and costumed Kate to be the old Lee Miller. When she came on screen, it was devastating for me because it completely fractured my understanding. I was sitting there thinking, that's real. How the hell did they do that? They can't have filmed it, but they have. It's her for real. And then the other part of my mind was thinking, no, it's a movie. That's Kate. But it's not a movie. She's real. And the things, the voice, the gestures. I mean, how did Kate actually get those hand gestures, which were so like Lee? I don't know. She must have just somehow got it intuitively, because it was so accurate. And it took me quite a long time in the movie to just settle back down and view it objectively, because in that moment it had connected through to something really deep in me, and it still for me has that integrity.
Thank you so much, Anthony Penrose, for taking the time to speak to us about Lee Miller, the woman, and the film, which comes out in Australia this Thursday, 24 October. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/sbsfrench.